Hey, today we're not making it. It's a struggle, bro. It's a struggle. Niggas pull up late. Things are breaking. Equipment is not working.
Wait, it's a lot. But let's get straight into the intro. Hi, everyone. This is welcome to another episode of the Best Kept Secret Podcast, aka the podcast about nothing. I am your host, Below My Just, and I am not alone. I'm actually only joined by one of the brethren today. The other one, I don't even think he excused himself.
He just he left just us in the record. Dust, bro. He said, nah, today, nah, guys, that's what he you did. Handled it. You handled it once.
That's all he did. He was literally like, nah, record. No excuse. Yeah. No
as I said, we're not going to speculate, bro. We're not going to read too much into it. We're just going to say, hey, brother needed a day. We're going to give him
you
a day.
You know what I mean?
You know? We're going to say, we got you, brother, today. It's us.
Exactly. We work in a fair working environment. You know what I mean? Where we believe that if you feel a way, you don't have to be here.
You know, take your time.
Take your time. I'm joined by my brethren, Dwayne on Blaze. How are you doing,
sir? Yes, sir. Nah, I'm good. You know what I'm saying? Getting to the bag, getting to the stacks, you know?
Yeah, I was just complaining earlier.
my magic internet money. You know what I'm saying?
Guys, this man apparently just makes money, Jay. Like, he just gets it for free.
That's guys, 2025 like, now. Money. You see, I'm even in the future. I'm saying it's 2025.
Yeah, you're a clown.
But yeah, otherwise, I'm good, guys. You know what I'm saying? Aging. It's not fun to get old, but hey, what can you say? It's part of life, guys. Yeah, that's all I can say, really. But life is good.
But you know what, yeah. For me, I'm great, bro. I'm actually in a very good space right now, you know. Work is good, life is good, you know, just chilling, embracing.
Before this party was angry, bro.
You're capping. I'm just tired, bro. Like, it's literally like 9:24, bro. I'm tired. That's it. I'm a working man. Yes, I get tired at 9:24. Yeah.
My bad. Not all of us could get free, buddy.
Basically. But yeah, today we are talking about the Big Hash. Last year he dropped a project called Better Late Than Never that we did, and today we are reviewing the follow-up. This one is titled Heartbreak Hotel. So yeah, Dwayne, before I actually ask you about your thoughts, I think this is an interesting fact. Not even an interesting fact really, because I think Hash posted it on his Insta, but basically on the 4th of April, which was about 7 days ago, it was less than 3 weeks of this project dropping, and he dropped it on Apple Music, Spotify, and YouTube Music only, and it's recorded about 1.5 million streams thus far, which is huge, I think. Crazy. So, crazy. Yeah, let's take that fact into mind. Dwayne, how did you feel about this project?
Yeah, man, Hash, you guys know I'm a big Hash fan, man. With this, he didn't disappoint. Now, I won't lie, the first time I played this, for some reason, it wasn't hitting. But I think it's because these days, you know, if you're not in the right mood, if you're not in the right zone, you know, if you're just rushing to listen to something, like basically I was listening for this podcast. I wasn't listening to listen, you know. But when I listened to listen, I was like, nah, this is good
music.
Some
real shit.
Really good music. Yeah. Nah, this is some good music, bro. Like, I think Hash, you know, I think it took about 5 years, if I'm not mistaken, to actually develop this body of work. And it shows, because this music, it feels timeless in a sense. Quality, especially a lot of the R&B on here, I just feel like it's just good, solid. It doesn't feel rushed. It feels very, very mature, you know. I think his writing has got a lot better.
Yeah.
I think even his cadence, his tones with his singing, trying new harmonies and stuff. Like, I just think he's grown a lot as an artist. He's matured. So, yeah, I think me personally, I really, really enjoyed this. I think it was a bit too long. The age-old conversation we always have of, yo, projects.
Hey, more bro. Than 10
tracks. It's, like, it's too much to consume, bro.
I can't lie, Dwayne. That shit makes, like, not this one specifically, because 16 isn't bad. But, like, in general, I'm actually starting to get tired of this thing now, bro. Like, I feel like it's starting to ruin, this is just me now speaking as a listener, now it's just starting to ruin my
like
love.
An appetite for music,
my appetite for new music, bro, because it's also that thing same, of like, now on Fridays, you'll get four projects, from your favorite artists, and they're all 20 tracks, and I'm like, all right, there's no ways.
Bro, sometimes I still haven't even finished Cole's project, Kawanga, dog.
Bro, I only listened to two songs on there, dog. Like,
I can't even get to all this music, bro. I can't. And I want to, it's just, I can't. There's no time to get to everything. So, bro, it becomes a problem. That's why I would have liked this to be, like, at least cut or trimmed down to about 10 tracks, 9 tracks. I think this would have been a classic, you know, if it was 9, 10 tracks. But when you have that extra weight in this, you have to read the room. Nowadays, even if those songs are good, the fact that it's 16, 17, 18, it's already like, oh, I'm probably not going to listen to all of this again. But when it's somewhere 10, 9, 11, 12, like, you can come back, bro.
Nah, 100%.
You can come back again and listen within one sitting.
Yeah.
So yeah, man, I don't know, bro. That's just how I feel about it. But it's a good project for sure.
Nah, 100%. I think for me, you know, when we did Better Late Than Never, I really, really enjoyed that project. I think, you know, Better Late Than Never was probably the start. Not necessarily the start, but I think it was that point where I was like, you know what, I feel like Hash has cracked the formula now, like fully cracked the formula, comfortable. And this project is also an emphasis on that. I think, you know, in terms of the 16 track length, I think it genuinely could have been dropped down to like 12. I think for me, there's about 4 songs there that I would have been fine without for the project. But I think overall, in terms of the features, in terms of the deliveries, the different sounds, there was quite a bit of variety in here as well. I think he's nailed it, man. I genuinely think with this project, he's nailed it. So yeah, let's get straight into it. We can start with the introduction. This one was featuring, I did not expect this feature at all. And I fucking love Cash Page, so I was really, really looking forward to this. So yeah, track one was One Day. Dwayze, what do you say?
Yeah, man, One Day, I think this is a very, very dope start to the project. Like, I love the fact that we're starting with such a grandiose feature right off the bat. You said, I wasn't expecting that feature. I was in a sense of, I knew that they worked together because he did tease this, I think, like a snippet of this a while ago. But I also forgot about it. It was so long ago, to be honest, bro. It might have been early last year or something. So yeah, man, this has been a long time coming. I'm glad to see it finally find a home on this project. A nice intro. I think it's just such a solid song, you know. One of my favorite tracks on the album already. They sounded really good together. I think they fit in this pocket of artists where there's this group of artists that just sound unique, man. Just, you know, it's them. Like I always say, you just know it's them when you hear their voice. So I think both of them with their uniqueness, it goes well. It blends nicely together on the track. Flow, lyrics, concept, all on point. My favorite type of R&B from Hash for sure. Vocally, they were flawless. Cash's flow towards the end, bro. Like, yo, she killed it. When she was like,
be better.
Hey, bro, she killed that. She killed that.
Yeah.
That was my favorite part. That was my favorite part.
And actually, crazy song. I love it. Bro, I don't know if maybe I'm blanking at the moment, but isn't this like the first big South African feature with an American R&B artist? I'm not talking about a rapper, like R&B artist. Or am I capping?
It might be.
Like, I'm talking R&B. Yeah, I'm not talking rappers, because obviously we know, like, the likes of Kids have worked with Bars, etc. But I'm saying, like, R&B artists from the States. That's notable. Because Cash Page, like, I think so.
But that's true. From the top of my head, I can't think of any R&B artist. Like, the R&B artist that I think of that come to mind is like Trey Songz, when I think of who could have done it, because I know Trey Songz was chilling with MT at some point. I don't know, Breezy. There's nobody in South Africa for sure.
Yeah,
I think this is probably the biggest.
Yeah, this actually might be the first, because I think even with Tyler, Tyler, Thames, but I wouldn't really put Thames as R&B as well. So shout out.
That's Afro Beats.
Shout out.
That's crazy. Shout out Hash.
Regards to the song, I think this was a really, really nice intro, man. I think it was stripped back quite a bit. I think it did give a bit of emphasis to the singing or the delivery. I feel like, you know, this kind of really set the tone. It's like one of those songs where it's like, you know, you're kind of peeling open the blinds in a way. I don't know if that makes sense, but yeah, that's kind of how I felt when I was listening to this. I was like, yeah, now we're definitely getting started here, and I was definitely impressed. Nah,
it definitely has that.
Yeah, yeah.
It definitely has that thing of like opening the blinds in the morning.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. So
you know, it just has that start of the day feel to it for sure.
So yeah, now we head on to the next one. The next track for this one is Catch Me. Catch Me, track 2. What are you saying?
Catch Me. Yeah, man. Smooth vibrations. Smooth vibrations. Comfortably in his bag on this one. But I think a lot of the tracks, Hash was really in pocket for most of it. For all of it, really. There's not a time I can really remember him going off course. I don't know why I quoted this, but for some reason I found it very random that he said the quickest way to his heart is a bowl of fries, bro. I was like, fries, dog? Nah, bro. Come on, bro. Come on, dog. It's gonna be something better than fries, bro.
I won't lie, it's not a thing because it's like I could literally hop on the McDonald's app right now and there's regular fries for $15, but there's no way. Random.
Get slap chips there, 10 rand, bro.
For real. But nah, hey, dog. some people in general, dog, we've gone through a lot of things, but like sometimes just fries is enough.
Some people, it's
dog,
there's easy.
This other bro that literally posted like a huge thread today on Twitter, dog, about like how his ex basically broke him. And I won't lie, that woman broke him. So hey, maybe a bowl of fries definitely means something more. But yeah, for me, I really, really enjoyed Catch Me. I think, you know, it was a nice little upbeat lift from the first track. I think here you kind of also get a few like old R&B elements, but with this new, because the thing with Hash, or the thing that I like about Hash, is that, you know, with his voice, he fits into this new age 100%. But I like how, from the production and how things go, there's those subtle hints. It's not a lot, but it's like a subtle hint of like something that you've heard in the past. Whether it be him layering his vocals in a specific way or ad libs, etc., etc. But yeah, man, this was a really, really nice song. And then we head into track 3. Track 3 on this project was 8 Summers. This one also came with a music video. I don't know if you watched it there.
8 Summers.
I promise.
Oh, yes.
But yeah, what do you think of that one?
Was it a music video or a visualizer? I remember something pink.
Yeah, I guess visualizer, music video, whichever, but visuals.
Same
one. Visuals were present. Yeah, what do you think of 8 Summers, dude?
8 Summers. Okay, well, I didn't finish what I was saying on Catch Me, but it's fine.
Oh, no.
8 Summers.
Nah, go back. Rewind.
Nah, that's fine, bro. Yo, I don't want to rewind, bro. So yeah, 8 Summers. Yeah, he was snapping on 8 Summers. One thing I can say, I love how comfortable Hash sounds rapping now.
Yeah.
There's one thing I always used to say, I don't know if you remember, but I always used to say that like the only problem I have with Hash's rapping is it sounds like forced, bro. It sounds like he's combusting, bro. Like words. Like too many words into a sentence. Like, you know, yeah, you know those things like, I came to the park, it was off the dark, and I promise you. It's like they're trying to say too much, bro. It's like, yo, relax, dog.
Yeah. Just keep it simple.
Exactly. And I feel like now he does that. Like he has those moments where he does go back to that, like old habits die hard, you know?
Yeah.
But I think he's sorted it out a lot more, where it sounds a lot more free flowing. It sounds a lot more relaxed and calm, and like it's not trying to show you that I can rap. You know, it's nah, I'm just rapping now. So yeah, I like that. Lee Global as well on production killed it. But yeah, lyrically, I think he did his thing. There was just bars and bars and bars. I think the verses should have been slightly shorter on here, because I think it might have been a bit too long, but he delivered for sure. I think there's something I wanted to quote here where he says, you should see the way you act, put that on DVD. They don't make DVDs no more. I guess that goes for loyalty people too. I guess I wonder if that was ever your cup of tea. Crazy.
Imagine calling loyalty a DVD, boy. Shit. They don't make this shit like that no more, dog.
Shit. So yeah, man, lyrically I think there was a lot he really, but you know, we can't be quoting all day now.
Nah, facts.
But yeah, definitely a dope song. Definitely a dope song.
Nah,
sure.
Facts. I think with regards to A Summers, really enjoyed the rapping, like it was really cool. But I mean, for me in general, I can't lie. When it comes to Hash, dog, the R&B is where it hits me hard. Obviously, A Summers was fire, bro. You know. But it's not like
R&B Hash is different.
It's untouchable. Like it's actually
different. It's different.
It's actually untouchable.
For me, I say it's top three, bro, in the country. With R&B Hash, he's just in a different bag.
100%.
Yes, there's niggas who are doing those like there's those guys, but then you get Hash who's just coming with like the whole package, like nice voice, nice tone, nice harmonies, subject matters like relatable. It feels new, doesn't feel like some old shit. So yeah, bro, Hash does his R&B thing well.
Nah, facts. So yeah, A Summers was dope on my end, but yeah, let's head on to the next one, Another Day. I think this one also came with the visualizer. Yeah, nah, but yeah, Dwayne, what are you saying about
this? This one was a music video. This one,
yeah, okay, this is the video. This isn't a video.
This one was actual video.
Yeah, what are you saying about this one, Dwayne?
Yeah, Another Day. Another song that grew on me. Slow burner for me. Laid back, chilled record.
Yeah.
Definitely like a Sunday kickback type of thing. Yeah, man. R&B Hash, bro.
No,
never
course.
Fails.
But wasn't this more
sounds
like...
Sounds like a good...
Wasn't this more like Afrobeat type?
Yeah, this was more... This was that mixture I was talking about. Yeah. Like, where it's like R&B, but it comes with that Afro flavor.
There's that innovation.
Yeah, Cash be like, doing that too,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah. And that's when it works. It works. But yeah, now...
Yo, but imagine Cash on this song too. That would have been crazy. That actually would have been crazy.
But I mean, he even killed the one that crazy. He was on, to be fair.
Exactly. The fact that Cash is on,
you know,
this,
what I'm saying?
On this like, project just shows this was the vibes. This was the vibes.
From the start, dog. But yeah,
nah. Yeah, this just before you go on, I just want to say this would be a good radio pick. I don't listen to radio, so it could be there already, so I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I think this would do nicely on radio as well.
No, 100%. And like for me, bro, I think what even after reaching this point, because like track four now, I was already impressed, because if you think about it, One Day, slow type vibe, Catch Me a bit faster, Eight Summers rap, Another Day, Afro BT, R&B, like we've already had so many transitions within a four track space, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think
versatility,
you know what I mean? That's why I also like, despite this project being quite long, I could still kind of stick around, because there was a lot of changes, there was a lot of variety. It keeps you on your toes, and I think also the placement, the sequencing, how it was done also didn't make it feel, you know, off, like it kind of just went into the other.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, I think Another Day was a cool track, man. A nice one to spin when the sun is out, a nice one to spin when you're on the beach or whatever the vibes are saying. But
with
yeah,
the babies. Sorry.
That's fine. Wait, this is an open space, safe space. But yeah, now we talk about the next one. I won't lie, guys, I'm gonna just say it right now, this song is actually my fucking favorite song on this project.
Banger.
Entirely
slapper.
This is Shmacka. A fucking banger, and I don't know who the fuck they were talking about on this one, but yo, that person was getting cooked, dog. This one
grilled, bro.
This one
Flame is grilled.
So sweet, featuring Imani Basquiat. So Dwayne, what are you saying?
Firstly, why do I never see Imani Basquiat ever feature with other people? I only see him with Hash, and every time he comes with Hash, he kills it, bro.
Hey, like, dog,
this guy needs to,
you know, if someone just knows there, if someone just knows if I collab with this person, it's a banger.
Exactly.
I also can't judge that, bro. Like I can't judge that.
Yeah, it's like a 40 Drake type thing.
Exactly.
You know, 40 don't work with other niggas.
Exactly. Exactly.
Knows that's my pocket, that's my bag, I'm gonna stay there, I do well there. So yeah, I think Imani's within that same mindset, bro. He's like, nah, Hash, he'll call me for when I need to work. Other than that, I'm doing other things. But yeah, man, this song, fire,
so
bro.
Fire.
This was another one that grew on me. A lot of these songs, bro, and this is how I know that this is one of those classic, you know, or at least there's classic timeless music on here, because a lot of these songs, when I heard it first, I was like, ah, it's cool. But when I came back and I re-listened to, you know, a lot of his songs, I was like, yo, this is just good music, bro. This is really good music, bro. And for Hash's age, I feel like Hash has always been a bit ahead of his years when it comes to his music. Like, the R&B he makes sounds like it's even better than the people in his age group overseas, you know? Just the way he's bringing it. But yeah, with regards to this record, they did no wrong here
I won't lie. So like I said, this was already my favorite song, man. I think Imani on that chorus killed it. Like, the thing is, it had such a niche type, weird type vibe, but like, it was a banger, bro. So sweet, right, bro, when you tell me lies. You know what I mean? And then also Hash just going in, bro. This is the part that stuck with me the most. He's like, blowing smoke to clear my mind. That's when I open my third eye. Before you spill your tea, I want three sugars. Make that shit sweet as your lies. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.
Come on. Nah, that's what I said, bro. Hash's songwriting has really got there. I mean, he's always been good with the pen, but.
Facts. So, hey, one there.
And the layering of the vocals also on this track. Ooh, the way they layered the vocals was too nice,
bro.
It was so sweet, for real. It was sweet, though.
Whoever was actually on production for this, man, shout out.
I'm thinking it's Lee Global on a lot of this. It just sounds like his quality, you know, of production and engineering and whatnot.
Because it sounds like someone took care. Like, they took real care when they were handling this shit.
Nah, definitely.
But now we head into the next one, Them or Us. What are you saying?
Them or Us. So this is one of the records for the smokers.
Yes, sir.
You know, smooth transition from rapping to singing on here. I think Hash does that really well. Just another showcase of how much he's grown as an MC, in my opinion. Could have been a slightly better hook on here, but it was executed well. But also, so Dez,
don't you think? Sorry to cut you, but not even cut you, because I'm asking your thoughts. Like, in terms of obviously the theme with regards to like the smokers, the one, like, if you in that state, where surely you want the hook to also just be a simple, because this was just giving like throwback, but like so simple. Can say, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know if you get what I'm trying to say, but
I know what you're saying, because like when you blaze, it's nice, it sounds good, but it's just like, when I think about that hook in particular, roll one, smoke one,
isn't that like taken from like something else though?
I feel like
it sounds familiar.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I just feel like it's too familiar. Like, I feel like I've heard that so much that it's like, it's cool the way you've done it, you've executed it, I have no problem. It's just that for what it is, it's like, I feel like I've heard that so many times. So you know, it's cool, but I'm always a person, I love it when I hear things that I've never heard before, even if it's basic, but I'd rather it be something that I've just never heard, or a new concept, or new, you know, just something different. For what it was cool.
Right, now I hear you. I think for me, I really enjoyed the song. I think it's a really nice song to just vibe to. Simple, you know. But I like the part where it's like do-do-do, and then he goes into like this rapping. But like, just the delivery on this song, I think was executed really well. And for it to be such a calm song, but to also contain so many elements, shout out. But yeah, now we head into the next one, Blue Bucks.
Wait, there's one bar. There's one quick bar he said here. He was like, the chip on my shoulder keeping us fed. I just felt like that was a sick bar. That was dope.
Nah, you said it, and then like, it took me like 2 seconds again to like clock it. Like, I'm a cheese.
That was awesome.
Nah, exactly. He cooked.
I was him, boy.
But yeah, the next track is Blue Bucks. This one is a feature with Flo Jones Jr. What are you saying about this one?
I just want to say, firstly, why is Flo Jones like the new feature guy? Like, he's on everybody's track all of a sudden, bro. Flo Jones, bro.
But he kills it, doesn't he?
Nah, he kills it. He's unique, bro. That's the thing. I've always said it. And the thing is, what's crazy to me, this is one of those guys from the beginning, I'd be saying, yo, this guy, watch this guy. And this, people always say, you and your SoundCloud guys. Now look, bro.
Wait, did you bring up Flo Jones?
Yeah, look. Oh, look. Flojo is like, scroll I used back. To say he sounds like a young thug, and niggas just were like, hey, whatever, dog.
But I always saw the potential. Episodes. He's there.
Because it's
he's
like, it's like I'm a piano young thug. That's what they call him out there. He's like a piano thaga thaga. Yeah, that's the one they say.
What? How, Johnny? Dog? That doesn't even make sense. Shut up.
I don't know, bro. That's what they say, dog. But yeah, I love Flo Jones. I knew it was solidified when he dropped Promise Swa. That's still Swa.
Swa.
I say it like that. Swa. That's still one of my favorite songs till this day, bro. I still bump that shit.
Yeah.
But, anyway, sidetrack of note. Where am I? Where
you're talking about now? Blue Box. Yeah, Blue Box.
Okay, yeah. For me, this hook goes heavy. It goes crazy. This song, this is giving me PND vibes. You know when PND get into his rap vibes? This is what I'm getting. Yeah, like, he even says it in the track. Like, you know? This goes crazy for sure. Like, I think he needs a visual for this. Execution was tops. Flow was, like, the flow was crazy.
Yeah.
But it also, I don't know, bro, like, I don't know. It just complemented this beat, this production so nicely, so nicely. It was those melodic, I guess, you know, what do you call those? Melodic rap flows. He killed it. But the feature, I just couldn't understand. Like, I don't, as much as I love Flo Jones, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
I love Flo Jones. But it just, sometimes I just feel like sometimes people just throw anybody on a song just to do it, bro.
Just,
like,
oh, so you thought it didn't match.
I don't see Flo Jones. Yeah, it just doesn't match. Like, although what Flo Jones did on here was cool, I think it was creative. He always comes with something different. But it was a bit unnecessary. I think this song, you need a rapper.
A rapper. You want the ribbity rap. You wanted the ribbity raps in this.
Yeah, thing. Here you need ribbity raps, bro. I would like. You see, even here, I would have wanted an A-Reese, bro. Like, A-Reese even, bro. Like, that would have been crazy. Yeah. That would have been crazy. But I still think they did what they needed to do on here. So it was cool.
Yeah, nah, I hear you. Yeah, Blue Box for me, I think, was cool. I think definitely came with a lot of energy. And I think that's what I like Flo Jones for. In this new age as well, because he comes, like, on all the tracks that he's featured on, he comes with this energy that also just kind of adds to the song and brings out a little bit more. So I think I really appreciated that fact. But yeah, man, this was a really cool one. I think obviously we've spoken about how Hash is comfortable within this rap bag now. So I think songs like this are just a testament to that improvement and that growth. But yeah, the next song is That's What's Up. So this one basically contained an entire, okay, it wasn't even an entire, but it was a few. It was Tato Sol, Youngster CPT.
It was a squad.
Tyson Cyberteli, and Big Hash on this one. Let me go first. For this track here, I think this is fire, bro.
This is heat.
But, I don't know if you agree or you might. Actually, you'll probably fight me on this. I was so disappointed with Youngster Shandy Stark.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Youngster's verse on this one just did not, like, there was,
compared to everyone else,
bro, like, the what is it, something not an asshole, I don't know, but like, it just
the boss, he said, I should have wrote something down.
Before you get into that, I think what I really really like about the song was like that change with Tyson, dog.
Yeah, no, Tyson.
And then the tag also changed. You know, the two, and then it's like two, two, two. I was like, shout out, add the notes there. But yeah, man, for me, I think the song was fire. I think I would have liked a better verse from Youngster. But I think Tato and Tyson, as well as Hash fucking showed up on this, because there was so many. The fact that there were three barred up rappers, and he still fucking showed up as the R&B artist. Shout out.
Hash and Tato on here, bro. Yo, bro. Those guys went crazy. Tato, Soul, and Hash on this track. For me, those guys ate, bro. Yeah. So I just want to say, just grouping the previous two songs, or this song and the last song.
Yeah.
All these features that are here, I could have never imagined Hash doing a track with maybe Tyson, but everywhere Tato Soul, I would have never guessed. Youngster, I would have never thought. Flo Jones, like all of these. I like that Hash kind of, he's going out of his comfort zone with the features. You know, he's not going with safe collabs. So yeah, what I will say about this song is, I think this might have been one of the first singles that came out. But yeah, I've liked the song from the jump. It was heat from the get-go for me. Tato went crazy. Tyson did well as well. I mean, Tyson, does he ever really disappoint? Always a solid verse. Marcus on the hook. That's what's up.
What's up?
Yeah, for real. Hey, bro, this hook is so fire. No,
bro. The hook is fire, bro. That's what's up.
Nah, for real, like, bro.
Imagine this song. I would lie, like a cotton fist. I would turn the fuck
bro,
up,
bro. This is crazy. This for me is, this goes down as one of Hash's best songs, bro. Mm-hmm. Like this is, and this has that late night riding through the city feel, bro.
But you can also turn up to this shit. That's the thing. Like
exactly. You can turn up to it too, but it's got that, like, you know, we just cruising through the city, you know, Friday night type thing. But yeah, bro, for me, crazy. Love the production. Everybody really killed it. Youngster, it was a bit questionable. It was still a dope verse, but like, I don't know, bro. It wasn't what I would expect, especially when everybody's coming out the gate with heat, bro. You would expect him to like really, really show out, but it was chilled. But yeah, man, I feel like this track feels like it represents people and places that are like instrumental within Hash's journey. Because one thing I know is that Hash and Tyson, I think they went to school together. Hash and Youngster, for, I don't know what it is, but when Hash was having struggles, I think Youngster kind of took him in and kind of put him under his wing at some point.
Yeah.
And then, okay, Tato Soul, I would just say Pretoria connection. PTA vibes. You from PTA, I'm from PTA. Yeah. But yeah, so I like that this kind of holds some deeper value, some deeper sentiment to it as well. Yeah. So yeah, man, this was, for me, it ticked all the boxes. I loved it. Youngster-ish, please do better, my brother.
Yeah, for the next one. But yeah, we hop into the next track. I think we just passed the halfway mark. So the next track is Fingers. This one is featuring Cash CPT and Nanette. What are you saying?
Yeah, Nanette.
Yes. Oh no,
really?
Oh, Nana Atta, sorry. Yeah, Nana Atta.
Oh bro, I was like, wait, what?
Nah, I read it wrong. I read it wrong while I was also listening to this project, so the entire time I've been thinking that it's a Nanette.
Okay. You know what's so crazy? The entire time I wanted it to be Nanette. I was saying to myself, I wish this wasn't it. That's why I was thinking to myself, oh wait, was Nanette?
Nah, it's Nana Atta.
Because I do know the name was kind of like, it had that Nanette vibe. Something like that.
So I think I must have, my delusions must have ran with me there. I can't even lie to you.
You see, that's what I'm thinking now. Maybe it was a misspelling they did there and it actually was Nanette. Maybe you had the insider scoop or something.
No, dog. I ain't in the circles like that.
I think it's not for
Lauren. That's for Lauren, dog. For Lauren knows the truth.
It's not for Lauren. For Lauren will tell you those facts, bro. Actually.
But yeah, what are you saying about Fingers, dog?
Yo, bro, Hash sounds, I don't know, his voice sounds so professional. I don't know how to describe, but it just sounds like it's exactly how it's supposed to sound on this type of production. Song is top tier, man. Top tier song. Everybody delivered on here. Nana really did her thing.
Yo, killed it. Killed it. Yo, murdered it, bro.
Like, as much as I wish it was Nanette, just because I wanted to be Nanette as the person.
Yeah.
But Nana did her thing, bro.
Nana killed it. She
held it down.
Bro, like the vocals were just so strong. And they brought, like, I was literally looking forward to her part every single time. Like, you know, and I was like, that chorus is coming on. And I was like, nah, I'm looking forward to this part. Killed it.
I'm ready.
Yeah. And then,
you know, it reminds me, I compare it to the performance. Well, not exactly comparing them side by side, but just like standout performance, like Annika Kiana on that other song on Hash's last project.
Slow down. That banger. That banger,
bro.
Still listen to that shit till this day, and I'm like,
save, bro.
Murdered.
Save.
Murdered.
Bro, I know there was a song on this project that they brought from, I think it was the Black Keys song, Dandelion. Yeah. They should have brought that song. Slow It Down is just too crazy. It's just too crazy. Too crazy. But yeah, anyway, finishing off here. Cash, vocally here. I was saying on Cash's project, the R&B project, yeah. Love Letters or something like that. How I felt like it was R&B, but I didn't feel like he was putting his soul into his singing. Like, I feel like he does that a lot on other tracks, but on that project, he didn't really do it.
Yeah.
But on this, I feel like this is exactly what I was talking about. Like, he's really like singing, like really, you can hear the emotion. Like, sometimes I feel like Cash can be lazy, bro, because this guy has such a nice voice, bro. Such a beautiful voice, bro. Pause. Yeah. No daddy, you know? yeah. You know what I'm saying? But like, I feel like he's casual with it. But there's times he really sings. Like the way he did that hook on the Nadia Nakai track, the AK tribute one. Yo, that hook there, he killed it. So I feel like he's digging more into that type of bag when it comes to the vocal range.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was really dope for me. And yeah, I love this song, man.
Yeah, nah, for me, apologies, Nana. But yeah, no, you murdered it. Like, yo, that was beautiful, man. I think Cash also showed up here. Like, this was just in terms of, like, these are the... I think, obviously, there's, like you said in the previous song, you're a bit surprised with Tyson and Tato. And, like, these are the features that I'm, like, I do expect. And I do expect for them to murder it as well, which they did. Yes. So, shout out.
Yes.
Now we hop into the next one, Dandelion. This was the one that was carried over from Better Late Than Never. I think I'm actually low-key curious as to why. Not that it didn't need... Like, I mean, I think Dandelion is cool.
Because it's Black.
I like the song.
Obviously.
Nah, for sure. But come on.
Numbers, brother. Numbers.
But you think in Better Late Than Never, this is probably one of the high performing songs? I don't think so.
Nah.
So now, if we're saying numbers, nah, but also, I guess maybe in this context, because there's a Blackie feature on this, I don't know. But obviously, like Dandy, I don't have too much to say to this because we've already reviewed Dandelion. So if you want to, you can just go to the previous episode. But yeah, this was cool, man. I'm still trying to understand why they brought it back onto this one. But yeah, Dwayne, what do you say?
Yeah, I'm gonna actually, while you're talking after this, I'm gonna actually look and see what is the highest streamed song.
Oh, they're by Spotify.
Yeah.
Okay.
But anyway, Dandelion. Yeah, man. This track to me, like you're saying, I don't feel like it was even that much. It didn't cause that much of a noise to be carried over, to a new project. But I don't know, they had their own intentions, obviously. But yeah, it was a cool track, nothing crazy. I do like the hook on here. And yeah, it's nothing more really I have to say about this.
I don't know, the next
Zai.
Thing we have on this one is Real Time. What are you saying?
Real Time. With Real Time, yeah, bass was knocking here. That's one thing I do remember. It was smacking. Yeah, man was hitting those harmonies too. He was doing the things on here vocally. This track had a nice bounce to it. Feels like another throwback PNB vibe as well. Throwback black. Yeah, feels like some throwback PNB as well. But yeah, also not too much to say about this track. I don't really even remember it, to be honest, but yeah, I do remember there was a lot of bass.
I think for me, Real Time was one of those where I think was a part of the throwaways for me. I don't. It's cool. That's pretty much all I have to say. Let's go to the next one, Mercedes. I actually really, really love this song, man. Whichever one you're.
What a black.
Nah, it depends on how you want to say it.
Tom Yam and Jay straight.
Sure, Versailles. Yeah, Versailles. It's Versailles. Treaty of Versailles. Shandies. But it could be Versailles. We don't know. I don't know what he's trying to say. But it's fine. For Dwayne's sake. We're reviewing Versailles. I really like Versailles, man. I think this was a really, really nice song.
Versailles?
I think this one going into the one with Moshpit Cindy somehow just did something to me, dog. But so yeah, I think this was a really, really good song. What do you say?
Wait, this was the one with Marsh?
No, it's the one just before.
I was saying
it kind of transitions into the one with Marsh. I really
into that one. Yeah, into that one. Okay, I see what you're saying. Yeah, I like Vasilis. I like the insightful look into his come up. You know, he gave a lot of stories that I feel like he holds close to his heart, and he shared a lot of that with us. It gave me Interlude vibes. You know, one thing I would say, I would have liked like some heavy, like Just Blaze type shit, like drums on this beat. I think that would have been fire. But it was cool how it was. Nonetheless, for you kids out there who don't know Just Blaze, you know,
Just Blaze. I was listening to Lord Knows today this afternoon.
Classic. Exactly. Yeah. Do your Googles, guys. Do your Googles. But yeah, man. Definitely good rapping, good songwriting. Lyrically, he was killing it. Solid all the way through. He didn't slip up throughout. So yeah, this was nice.
Yeah. So now we head into the one with the one, the only, Marsh Pit Cindy. What are you saying? It's actually been a while since we've heard from Marsh Pit. So for me, I'm always happy to see Marsh Pit pop up, and I think I've seen Marsh Pit and Hash working. I think this was expected at some point. Like, I was always waiting for a track between them both to actually drop at some point, because I am aware that I'm sure they've worked together quite a bit. So what are you saying, please?
Yeah, for me personally, I didn't expect it, but now that I think of it, now that I really, you know, deep it, yeah, it was actually a long time coming now that I think of it. Because they've had a relationship for a long time.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was very, very excited to hear Marsh Pit Cindy on this. I'm a huge fan of Marsh Pit. We all are, of course. And, you know, she delivered on this as she does. And I think they just fit so well together. They work so well together.
Yeah.
Like, it was an easy, calm vibe. They didn't do anything too extravagant or too out there. It was nice. They were in pocket. Love what Marsh Pit did. I think I already said that, but anyway.
Yeah.
Purely good music, man. Purely good music. Hash's background vocals on here were so clean, though, I must say. They were very, very clean.
Mm.
But yeah, I love the song, man.
Yeah, man. I think I'm going to have to agree. Really loved it. I think they both seemed like they both just kept it simple, and it really just came across really, really well. I would love to hear more from both of them as well, because I think the chemistry on the track is definitely there. I think if they come with another track where they kind of both push each other out of their comfort zones, I think that would be very interesting to see. But yeah, the next one is Unbreakable. This is track 14. What are you saying, Dwayne?
Unbreakable. That's all I remember.
It sounds like some Disney. When you sang it like that, it sounded like something I'd hear on Disney. Unbreakable.
Nah, dog, that's that Alicia Keys.
Nah, but I'm saying the way that you sang it.
I got the Disney vocals. It's like the Disney vocals.
You know how they draw that mouse?
Those Frozen.
Wand,
yeah.
It's that Unbreakable. Yeah, that's shit. That's shit.
Those are niggas all screaming. Yeah, Disney records, they just scream, bro. You know, they have to go full out, bruh. But yeah, Unbreakable for me, not Hash's best R&B. I think it was pretty standard for him. Clean, but not my type of Hash. My type of Hash. Feels like a bit of an album filler. You know, it's one of those ones we can add to the four that we feel like, we could have done without this.
Yeah.
Songwriting still strong. Still executed well. I just think overall the song is just missing something, Yana. It's just missing that spice, bruh. But yeah, that's Unbreakable for me.
Yeah, I think for me, I'm going to have to agree, because this is a part of the Unbreakable and the one that's coming up as well, Clown. Yeah, I just think these were these two
for me. What? You don't fuck with Clown?
Nah, boy.
So I look like a clown to you. Don't tell me. It's such a sassy record.
I mean, we might as well just talk about Cloud now, Doug. What are you saying? nigga said it's sassy.
Nah. Go back.
That nigga said it's sassy.
Sassy.
I was just saying, yeah, it's a filler for me, Unbreakable. There's nothing much to say, dog. So yeah, what do you say?
Oh, Kanti, we started Unbreakable.
Yeah, I was about to say, so what are you saying about Clown, dog?
Clown. Yeah, so funny enough, when I first heard Clown, I didn't like it. Like, I think it was an early on single that he dropped, I think last year. But it grew on me, man. It grew on me. I like the hook on here. I don't know. I just think it's more of the execution than the actual hook itself, like, lyrically.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I could kind of understand why you don't like it, because there is that thing about it that it feels like it's one of those songs which he could have taken there, but it didn't quite
just reach that level.
Didn't quite get there. Yeah, it didn't quite get there. But for me, it falls in line with the type of R&B that I like from him. So I kind of, you know, I kind of just give him a few points, some brownie points, because it's like it's almost there.
Yeah, nah, I hear you.
And one thing, I do not like how the song starts. I just did not know why it started like that. It starts weird to me.
Yeah.
But anyway, production reminds me of when he used to work with Internet Wave and 808X was his producer.
Yes.
Like, it takes me back to those days. But that's maybe why we also don't fuck with this track, because it sounds like that, but because it wasn't made by 808X, it doesn't have that authenticity. It doesn't have that vibe that they bring when they collaborate.
Yeah.
So It fell a bit short, but I still kind of fuck with this song. So.
Nah, yeah, yeah. For me, I don't really have too much to say about this one. So, all right, we jump into the last track of Heartbreak Hotel, which is Gemini Thing. Gemini Thing was actually quite lengthy as well, so it gave you something to finish on. I think for me, I really enjoyed it. I think this was a nice little exit. Considering everything that we'd gone through, and I feel like the vibe as well to it kind of gave it off, kind of gave the finishing touch. So yeah, man, I enjoyed this one. Dwayze, what are you saying?
When it comes to Gemini Things, I have no real complaints on this song. I just think it's a good song, but for some reason it didn't really resonate with me. For some reason, I'm not sure why. But
because you aren't into star signs, but what you're saying.
Probably that's it. Or maybe I don't like Geminis.
Maybe though. Maybe it's just a Gemini thing, bro.
You know. But yeah, I do love the fact, however, that this was a stripped away type of track.
Yeah.
It was just like, we haven't gotten a track where I feel like we're just getting the vocals from Hash.
Yeah.
There's no instruments and drums and everything. It's just his vocals giving us a vocal performance, because I always say he's got such a good voice, bro. And it's one of those voices you don't have to, you know, bell, what do they call it? Ballot.
I don't know what you're going
for. You know that one where they say bell, whatever, but when you're basically like screaming those high notes, like,
oh, ballad, a ballad, I hear you,
ballad, whatever the case is. When you're just screeching, like, he doesn't have one of those voices, but he has those nice voices that if he just hits a nice high note, it's gonna sound nice still, but it doesn't have to be all that. But yeah, I think that was a good highlight about the track.
Yeah,
the vocal layering was immaculate. I love how he referenced one of his songs, his older songs.
Yeah,
There's a sample. And it's a sample of him sampling himself, which is crazy.
There's a lot going on.
It's crazy, bro, which is crazy. So I really like that he did that. That was really dope. And I think that was the first song where he ever mentioned Heartbreak Hotel, too.
Yeah.
So I like how that kind of comes full circle with that. That song where he's like, something, bad intentions, I wanna thank. Like, that song, that's one of my favorite songs.
Oh, you're saying circles? Circles?
Nah, it's not circles.
The way you sang that,
it was like a Lucy.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to, try to find it.
Circles, like round and round and circles.
That's circles, Dwayze. That's literally circles.
No, that's circles that I'm saying now. The other one.
You said bad intentions, but you were using the circles. No, that's why.
I'll send you the song. I'll send you the song. But yeah. otherwise, yeah, man, this was a strong record. It didn't really resonate, but it was a good song. There's nothing I can take from it. I love all the aspects and characteristics of it.
Yeah, nah, for sure. So yeah, that kind of brings us to the end. Shout out Dwayze for bringing out all those interesting facts. But yeah,
I'm filling in for Lauren today. Fact checker.
Basically. But yeah, before we kind of log off, do you have any final thoughts, Dwayze? On Hash, Dwayze, final thoughts, album, whatever, anything just Hash related.
Yeah, man, when it comes to Hash, look, I always say one of my favorite artists in South Africa, especially when it comes to R&B within the country.
Yeah.
Definitely one of the elite. You can fight me if you want. It's cool. But yeah, man, such a strong project, so much growth. You can tell he took his time with the project, he invested a lot. I think the features, down to the production, the features, the like everything about this project, you can see this is somebody who really thought about it.
Yeah.
Lyrically, he gave a lot of his soul, his energy, his time. You can just tell that this is something that somebody's really, really, you know, put their all into. So I like the fact that translates and that comes across when you listen to this album.
Yeah,
like I said, it feels like there's a lot of timeless music on here. Yeah, people might say, oh, glazing, it's too early to say, whatever. Yeah. I don't care, because nowadays 3 months later we're already forgotten, so what is timeless anyway any these days?
that's a topic for another day for sure.
That's for an episode about nothing.
Exactly.
But yeah, otherwise, very great project. Very happy with it. I'm very happy to see where Hash's growth is as an artist. One thing I could say, the only thing I feel like Hash needs now in his career is a stylist. That's it. And he's good, bro.
Yeah.
After that,
yeah.
He's tops.
Hey, shout out. He's hired. You must be hired there for PR, my dog. But yeah, nah, with regards to my final thoughts, I think, yeah, pretty much hopping on some of your points there, Dwayze, but I think Hash really took his time with this one and it showed. I think for me, Better Late Than Never was a project that I really enjoyed, and then sophomore album coming out, and then also of such high quality, I think Hash has definitely found his bag. I think he's found the formula, so I think for me it's going to be very interesting to just see where Hash ends up on his music journey, because I feel like this is definitely just the start. Even though Hash has been around for a while now, but it's like, I feel like this is,
and he still feels like a new artist for some reason. Yeah. He still feels like he's still young in his career. It doesn't 100%. Feel like someone who's been around.
So I feel like this is a part of that start. So it's going to be interesting to see how things fall in line. But yeah, thank you. If you've made it this far, shout out to you. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Best Kept Secret podcast. I mean, you can share your thoughts with us, you know, drop something in the Instagrams, drop it in the X's, drop it in our DMs. I don't know what you want to do, but even the emails, there's emails there too. But yeah, this is another episode of the Best Kept Secret podcast. I wasn't alone. I was joined by brethren, Dwayze on Blaze. So yes, from my side, deuces.